Love Line, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310. Can't remember the rest of it. Dr. Drew is aboard. Are we ever going to write that new fax number down?
No.
All right.
Every time I try to say it, you interrupt me.
Well, go ahead.
What was it? 840-51.
Oh, you don't know 40? What it is, you idiot.
4051. All right. 4051.
Hey, Ann. Let's tape that and put it up in here on week number three. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and he's looking well-rested tonight. No? No, you look like crap.
You were just blinded by
this. He's wearing a Fabulous Man Show sweatshirt. Tonight I want to welcome to the show XFL Extreme Cheerleaders. This is Brandy Bagley's here, Rose Fernandez, and Bonnie Jill Laughlin. Bonnie Jill was a Juggy Dance Squad girl for a little while until what happened?
I left. I had something else that was going on. So
I think
we
kicked her out because she missed a few slumber parties. We do these big weekend retreats three times a week in
Jamaica.
Bonnie was she was a little too good for us over there.
She became disgusted finally.
No, Bonnie, you had a good time over there at the man show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girls are kind of territorial, though. You know, they peed on each other, they claimed each other's territory, and then cat fights broke out.
Was Jimmy you're talking about?
No, Jimmy farts on people. He doesn't pee on people. How dare you insult my partner? All right, so let's talk about this, because this XFL, I think people think is going to work.
We think it definitely will.
What do you know about it that we don't know? I mean, Drew doesn't know anything, but what I mean is are you privy to anything? Have you seen any scrimmages? Have you heard anything? Do you know anything that the, can you reveal any morsels, any tidbits that the public may not know?
No, we know about as much as you guys know, actually.
I heard they're going to go sort of for a reality TV type formatics. In other words, it's going to be like the game is football. That's the game show element. But the producing is going to be sort of a reality TV type of behind the scenes
Well,
thing.
Of course, the big aspect is they're saying that the cheerleaders are, it's okay if they date the players, or is it encouraged?
It's okay.
They went out, I read this article about saying, no, we didn't encourage it. We didn't tell them to do that.
Nobody's pimping you?
No.
We don't really need any pimping, actually.
No, you don't. I can see that.
No,
and, but I mean, you could do worse. I mean, you could be going out with some garbage man or some bricklayer or some unemployed actor. Here's a guy who's bringing home a paycheck. He looks good in his underpants.
They're going to each get paid about $45,000 a year, and they get paid more for winning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Definitely.
Oh, and what about you guys? What do you guys make?
We do okay.
We do well.
Oh, really?
They make more than the players.
Well, some of you were professional cheerleaders, pro football and NBA and that kind of stuff. And that's just basically exposure and charity work for you guys, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. And we, enjoy performing. That's the big thing. And, we have the best seats in the house, so.
But I mean, like, Bonnie, weren't you, you were with the Dallas Cowboys for a while, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do they pay? $100 a game or $10 bucks a game or something?
$15. We made $15 a game.
Wow. Right. So it's...
And no tickets.
Oh, my God.
Right. But I mean...
It's VIP treatment.
It's discriminatory.
No, but it's almost intentional. It's like...
No kidding.
No, what I mean... Yeah, it's like when a judge sentences a guy to... one day in prison, or they charge him like one time a guy.
You'd sell my car for a dollar.
Yeah. No. One time a guy climbed some building and then broke a bunch of laws and something, and the judge charged him like a penny a floor.
Yeah.
It's some sort of weird thing that's really making a statement more than it is any kind of.
So in other words, it'd be more of an insult if they paid you more.
No.
Well, Jerry Jones told us that girls would pay him to be a cheerleader. So, it's such an honor to be a cheerleader that we shouldn't feel that we need to get paid because we're getting exposure.
You guys should sue.
Well, listen, you should sue. You understand they're not with Dallas anymore.
I understand, but sue for back wages.
No, but what they want is a symbolic thing to say that everyone here wants to be here, and they're doing it because they love the team and because they love the crowd and they love the attention. They're not here for the money.
Mm-hmm. But you have to.
You a few hundred
that's what
bucks.
MTV tried to tell you. Remember?
Yeah, 4 years.
There's benefits to it as well, like calendars. I mean, when are you going to make a calendar again? And they just do promotions.
And you guys doing a calendar now?
It's probably in the works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think on that line, just like the athletes, a lot of those athletes out there, they are doing what they love to do, and that's playing sports. They're getting paid for it too. So, I actually don't know why it is that, we don't make as much money as the athletes because they're all loving their sports and what they do.
I think the ACLU has got a case for you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right. So when's the season kickoff? Week after next?
Actually, it's this weekend.
Every fourth.
Oh, this weekend. That's right. I thought they were going to wait for the Pro Bowl to end or something and then kick it off. But this is starting on Saturday.
Right.
And the Extreme are going to play who? The Chicago Enforcers? Or
well,
my week two?
Well, away in San Francisco.
Ah, I see.
And then our home game is February 10th, and that's when we would be playing the Chicago Enforcers. And you can get single tickets at Ticketmaster.
Where are you playing?
Got to pitch
what stadium? Which stadium is it?
Coliseum.
And
what about the other cities? What stadiums?
Pac Bell Park in San Francisco.
Las Vegas. Sam Boyd Stadium.
And then Meadowlands for the New York team.
Right. So a lot of the teams are going to play in the NFL.
Venues.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Which sounds good. And like I said, there's been 100 of these tried, and they usually go in with pretty low expectations, except for the people that are putting them on. But I think people seem to think this is going to work in advance, which is more than I've heard in a while. I mean, for these upstart sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Anything with the word football in it, guys will watch.
Yeah, but I mean, they try stuff like the World Football League and all that kind of stuff, and it's almost over before it starts. Yeah. This has a buzz about it.
Vince McMahon behind it, which turned wrestling into a sport, basically.
Yeah, well, I guess they figure if someone can pull this off, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take ourselves some phone calls. Kurt?
Yes?
You're 27. What's up?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I discovered something a few days ago that is most unusual. My shower takes a long time to get the hot water up to scalding hot, so I get in as it's warming up. And I happened to have my back turned to the water when it all of a sudden got extremely hot on me, and I found something unusual happened. It actually brought me to feeling like I was going to orgasm.
But you didn't.
But I didn't, correct. And it brought me to the feeling that I was going to and kept it there. And I found that the hotter it got, the better it got. And I also found that it wasn't burning my back. It didn't feel like it was burning my back.
Yeah, until the blisters formed a few hours later.
No, nothing happened. When I got out of the shower, I looked at my back and it wasn't
red. All right, so let me get this technique down. You stand with your back at the shower and you let the water warm up as it hits you.
Correct.
Does it start cold?
No, it starts decently warm.
Yeah.
And as it gets hotter,
hold on. Drew, stop using my goddamn mic handle like you're
handle.
Riding.
As a handle.
As a handle. Mic cord like you're riding a subway or something. Please. You know this equipment sucks. Sorry, Kurt.
That's all right. So anyway, and it gets really hot, and I realize that the sensation is not that of burning. It's that
all
of
right.
feeling like I'm going to...
Yeah, but listen, doesn't everybody do this when they get in the shower, basically?
I've never heard of that before. I've never experienced it myself. And
What do you want?
Well, I wanted to masturbate while this was going on, just to.
Sure. Yeah, because you're breathing.
Well, I wanted to see if it would be way better than normal because I already had this feeling, and but I haven't done that, and I wanted to know why this is happening and if Dr. Drew had any.
I have no explanation for
no.
it.
Thanks, so Kurt. But listen, just a safety tip to you guys and gals. Well, girls, you masturbate. You don't really. Do it standing up, do you? No. Yes?
Yeah, well, I don't think we really have a comment on that one.
You don't do it standing up. Well, guys do it standing up in the tub oftentimes, and I won't do it that way because I'm scared they'll find me there. You know, like blood coming out of my ear, belly up on the tile, water still running, dog licking me and like a handful of shower curtain in one hand and my penis in the other. You could easily lose your footing in there and just whack your head on the side of that cast iron tub.
Yeah, it happens every day.
It'll be in the Inquirer next.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Scott?
Yeah.
Scott, you're 20. What's up?
Well, for the last couple of years now, I've been having severe panic attacks, mainly due to my drug use. Having done all drugs, I began seeing side effects, mainly from my LSD and ecstasy.
Yeah, that's what will give you the panic attacks.
I have shaking all over, and especially my hands and my neck. One of my main questions is, are the shaking symptoms from ecstasy like Parkinson's disease and like this is a progressive attack on the nervous system? Or if now that I've stopped using the drugs, I can cut my losses, or should I expect the shaking to get worse?
Let the cheerleaders answer this one.
The shaking is from your anxiety. It's not from a Parkinsonian syndrome, I bet. The whole issue of whether there's a Parkinsonian syndrome is actually debatable, but I've not seen anything close to that. Although when people are using a lot of it, they sometimes...
I get locked up like I can't move.
I understand, and that happens sometimes from the drug when you're using it, though.
I've gotten locked up. I mean,
You've had it since?
I would see side effects the next day, and I've gotten locked up where I can't move at all. I've never owned the drug.
But, I mean, that's a close proximity, like the next day or for a few days afterwards, right?
No, I mean, I still, to this day, like, my neck will shake when it's going down, and I can't pick stuff up. And, of course, then I think, oh, you know, when I start having a panic attack, and I start sweating and breathing heavy, and, you know, then I would turn to other drugs like heroin or benzos. Like
well, you don't turn to heroin. You're a heroin addict, and that's you're BSing yourself. You're saying you're using the heroin to deal with the panic from the ecstasy and LSD. I mean, this is just big-time drug abuse, drug addiction, and it needs to be treated. And you're not knowing what's going on neurologically until you're completely clean at least 6 months. I mean completely clean. Yep. And with all the LSD and all the ecstasy use, you're probably going to have to be on antidepressants the rest of your life, at minimum.
Well, I was a manic depressant beforehand. I was taking back.
All right, well, this is going to be this is not going to get better because of your drug use, okay?
All right, so what's he doing?
And it's whether or not there's a Parkinsonian syndrome here is sort of almost moot because you have some much more serious issues going on here in terms of the addictive disease, its fatal potential, and the mood disturbances you're going to have from all the other drugs you're using. I do not know of any proof that there's a progressive Parkinsonian syndrome from ecstasy, okay?
Well, my second question is...
You didn't hear anything I said.
What kind of outfits you guys going to be wearing?
We were just talking about that.
They're pretty skimpy there?
I don't think they're a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They got to push a little bit.
Exactly.
And what about the routines? A little dry humping, that kind of stuff?
Unless you want to come out there and demonstrate.
Really?
No
whipped cream or anything. I picture it like a bachelor party. You guys come spread out a blanket.
I bet you do picture that.
Yeah, even if it's not that way, that's how I'll see it in my mind's eye.
Scott, you got to go to a hospital. You got to get treated. This is not something that's going to go away. It's a potentially, it is an absolutely fatal disease.
All right.
And even going to NA, I don't think will be adequate.
Well,
you've got
to
go into a hospital
Scott,
and get treated.
Scott, you're 20 years old, man. I mean, you got to get yourself some help. All right. Let's talk to Sean. Sean is 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. This guy's radio savvy.
I'm going to go find my goddamn notepad, which disappears every effing night.
Here, go ahead. Why are you so freaked out about that?
I don't know. I'm in bad mood tonight.
You really are, huh? Too much man show.
No. Man, right. I got to say the man show's the greatest.
All right, well, he's not even here. Don't forget it. What's going on?
Every time I have sex with a girl, like after we have sex, I don't completely not even talk to him. At all, don't talk to them. Nothing.
Yeah. So you degrade them. They've made the ultimate error. They've actually slept with you, so they must not be worthwhile, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I was wondering for the XFL cheerleaders if I can get something like a poster or something autographed.
Dude, hold on. Okay, AC 20.
Yeah.
Hi, AC. What's going on?
I was wondering if a tubal pregnancy would come up positive on a pregnancy test.
Absolutely. That's one. If you're having bleeding and a positive pregnancy test, that needs to be considered a tubal pregnancy until proven otherwise.
Okay.
All right?
I've taken...
It's an emergency.
I'm sorry?
It's an emergency if you have that.
Okay. I've taken 4 tests, and they've all come up negative, but I have the symptoms.
The symptoms of pregnancy?
Yeah. I get dizzy, hot and cold flashes. Yeah. I get nauseous at night.
Adam gets that.
Yeah, that's my life. Maybe I am pregnant. I know they're going to find something in me when they do the autopsy. I'm hoping it's the Messiah. Probably just going to be some gristle.
Dermoid cyst, hair, teeth.
Oh, please. What is this, AC?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, you're not pregnant. You've had 3 tests, right?
Yeah.
Have you been pregnant before?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like?
Yes.
How did that one go?
Bad, actually.
Lightheaded, nausea in the night.
No, I mean, where's do you get an abortion?
No, I miscarried.
Okay. I see. All right.
And how long ago was the sexual contact for this one?
Oh, maybe mid-December.
Mid-December. So, listen, you'd have a positive pregnancy test by now, so.
Okay.
Relax.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You find your pad?
Women are so complicated. They're so complicated. They're so, their wiring is so delicate, you know what I mean?
That's what makes us special.
I know. I can't believe you guys live longer than we do. it's so weird. It's,
you know, the British Medical
Journal. I can't
figure
that out.
Just came out with a new article.
Because we're busting our ass trying to figure you guys out. That's what kills us.
Yeah. British Medical Journal came out with an article about how men, that maleness may be a genetic disorder.
I think that's a good diagnosis there.
that you live, and the differences in terms of survivability and response to stress and whatnot are seen immediately after birth.
Really?
Before any social factors can come to bear.
Yeah. Now, I think the stress may be something that kills you as a male.
And, that's always been the theory, but there seems to be something more than that. Just our genetic makeup and the testosterone.
All right, so you mean, you know, if what comes out of your wife's vagina has a penis attached to it, his days are numbered.
It's impaired.
Basically.
It's less evolved than the XX, yeah.
Yeah.
They're beginning to talk about it, though. I've always said that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I know. Well, I was just talking to someone today about, you know, the thing about, man, I know we could live longer if we treated ourselves better, but we don't get enough pedicures and massages. We don't. I mean, I've talked about this a million times. I've never heard a guy go, I need a massage. I deserve a massage. Even if he did say that, he'd never get himself one.
He'd never say it to a guy.
Someone has to get him one and take him there. Women need a massage because they hurt their neck last time they got massaged. It's like, I think I threw my neck out when he told me to turn over. When Sergio told me to turn over, the towel got hooked on the armrest, and I think I pulled something.
I need another massage.
I think I get back in for another half day. Oh, it's always great. And you know the thing about women, too, is the ones who do the least work get the most massages. The ones who are like waitresses at diners and busting their asses and carrying full trays all day, or seamstresses and sitting in some sweatshop, they never get a massage. It's those Beverly Hills chicks who are constantly talking about, oh, I need to be pampered. I need a mud bath and a seaweed wrap and a cuticle push and an enema and then a massage.
An enema and then a massage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Or maybe massage, then an enema. Dave? Dave?
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on? Dave, I'm hanging up on you, all right?
I'm not Dave.
All right.
What's your name?
Caller. Caller who I'm now addressing.
No,
all right. Okay, that's okay. Not... What do you want?
My girlfriend is...
No. Whatever it is, I'm not interested.
Drew doesn't believe it?
I don't believe it.
Why? Why don't you believe
it?
Start.
Yeah.
Just the difficulty.
Affect, yeah. No, the affect had too much.
He forgot his
smart
name.
Aleck.
Yeah. All right. No Academy too much Award smart for caller Dave. Sheba?
Hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. We had a formal this weekend, and after a formal, I went to a party, and me and my these guys were trying to get it on with me, and I ended up getting it on with one of them. And my thing is...
There was more than one guy coming after you?
Yeah, because I was the only girl there.
Oh. Well, bad odds on that one.
Yeah. Nice party.
What kind of formal?
It was the winter formal.
I see.
What kind of after party includes only one woman?
Well, it was...
The one where they just try to get Sheba? Is that the basic point of the party?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. How'd that go? I mean, are you in high school?
Yeah.
You're 18? What month are we in?
January.
What'd you do? What'd they do, fail you?
No, I just turned 18, so.
All right. So you went to the winter formal. Didn't you have a date?
Yeah, and he was just a friend.
I see. So you ditched him?
Well, he ditched me, kind of. I don't know. A group of us went as friends.
Okay, and then you went to a party afterward.
Yeah, and then, I got home, and then they called me, and then I went out with them again.
Oh, boy.
And this was like a stag party, just a bunch of guys?
Well, yeah. I knew when they called me what was gonna happen.
You did?
Kinda.
Right, they told you, you know, there's going to be some drinking, some dancing, and some mild rape involved. So just a heads up, you may want to wear some sweatpants and bring
a towel.
You bring a towel.
It's a long story.
All right.
The story behind it's long. But the thing is...
All right, but well, why did you go over there if you knew it was just guys and you knew what was going to go on?
They're my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a very good reason there.
It's not safe.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, all right.
No, there was a bong or something.
If it was
something else.
If these were really your friends, you thought you could trust them?
Well, no, I don't know.
No kidding. Oh, Sheba, what's up with you?
Jeez, you're the oldest, most naive girl in your class.
No,
what's
no, no.
Up?
This is chaos.
You think rape, abuse?
Something, yeah.
What happened to you, Sheba? What happened?
I stuff.
No, but
well, what? What's the stuff?
Who did it to you?
Everybody.
How old
were you? Started?
How old?
Okay, the farthest back I can remember, my cousin, and I was like 3 years old, I think.
3 years old, you were sexually abused.
Yeah.
Do you understand how we knew that history was there just based on your behavior?
Yeah, I listen to your show all the time.
All right, well, did you think we weren't going to go there?
I kind of hoped you weren't.
Well, you tell us behavior like that, and immediately it triggers our sensibilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want some answers? Is that kind of why you're calling?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, here's...
The answers are not going to come until you change what's going on in you, inside.
Well, I've called before Love Lines to ask them, because I've been telling my parents that I want to see a psychiatrist.
Great.
A psychologist.
Outstanding. A great idea.
They laugh at me. They think it's a joke. And I've called Love Lines.
They really know what's going on?
I've never told anybody really before. I've told some close friends and one of my family members, like my niece.
Dr. Drew, isn't there anonymous lines that she can call to get some help?
Yeah, but this is...
I can't see my parents. They're like, I can't really, like...
This is going to take a long-term intensive work.
Yeah.
And
they're going to be, where are you going? And
I know.
Yeah, I think, who's more compassionate, your mom or your dad?
My mom, but the thing is, it was my mom's nephew, and I don't want to tell her.
Well, don't give me the specifics. But, just say it was a neighbor or something, just somebody.
But hold on a second. This is part of the guilt and the burden and the shame you're carrying around with you, you know? You were victimized. You worried about hurting your mom's feeling. Meanwhile, your childhood was screwed up, and now you're screwing up your adult life.
The thing is, though, I think it's like, I think this kind of problem is, has happened in our family a lot.
Oh, yes.
And it always keeps
works
on
that
giving.
Way. Yeah, that's Drew's family, absolutely. So what Drew tried to do to me and bring it to my family. But I was like, no, we've been molesting for a lot longer than your family. And he said, oh, yeah? My great-grandfather molested on the Mayflower, he told me. Drew said, but I said...
Corollas are way too lazy engage in that intergenerational stuff.
Yes, we started to molest, and then it burned too many calories, and we realized it kept us away from television, so we sat back down again.
The only reason I say this, because, when I go to Mexico sometimes, because it happened in Mexico, my mom, me and my cousin start playing games and stuff, and she's like, don't go near your cousins, your boy cousins. Now that we're older...
That's nice.
Well, look, your mom, you got to sit down with your mom and have a little heart-to-heart and talk about the fact that you've heard what needs to be done and you want to do something healthy for yourself and you need her support and you got to do it.
And you're getting older now. It's time for you to take hold of your life. You know?
There's going to be many more post-winter formal parties ahead for you that are not going to end right.
Yeah.
Unless you change what's going on in your head.
All right, so listen, talk to your mom and just... Yes.
Oh, here's my question, though. You guys, I know that's what I have to do.
All right.
Yes.
Here's my question, though. This is, why I called. Because,
right.
One of the guys I dated with, my friend and him had been hooking up and stuff, and...
Well, he's an idiot.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
But that's not our
question. He's a bad guy.
What's the question?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Sheba, what's the goddamn question?
Okay,
go.
My friend had a suspicion about it, and she asked me about it, and I told her. And now, I don't know what to do, because she's like...
I mean, you told her what you did with him?
Well, I kind of told her.
Okay. Well, good. That she should know what kind of guy he is. You may have lost a friend, but you've done her a great favor. And hopefully she'll understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, great. You banged your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hey, listen, Sheba.
Yeah?
And the reason we didn't care about your question is because it pales in comparison to the big questions you have in life.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is here and gone. It's done already. It's history. But the molestation, the relationship, the family, all that stuff, that needs to be addressed, okay?
Yep.
So let's not, okay. I'm just mad because, we always get yelled at. Let them give us the question. So we wait and give them the question. The question doesn't mean anything. It's nothing.
It's okay.
She was molested. She needs to take care of that. And listen, you need to talk to your mom. And I'll tell you the kind of parent I'm going to be. If my kid says...
Kind of without kids?
Yeah. That's the best kind of parent, mister. Thank you. No, if my kid comes to me and says, listen, Dad, I need some money, I need some therapy, my first question will be, you're fine. Go get away. Go watch TV.
Yeah,
fair. But then if they go, no, seriously, you don't understand. About 5 years ago, on my way to school, this kid came. I'm going to go, bah, bah, bah.
I'm serious.
Here's money. Here's the ATM card. Go, babe. Talk. Do whatever you got to do. Just take the money and go to therapy. And she needs to tell her mom, she needs it. If her mom don't want to hear it, she's got to start letting her hear it.
Yeah.
All right. We have the LA Extreme cheerleaders here tonight from the XFL, which is kicking off this Saturday, right?
Right on.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break when we come back. Speak Cindy. Cindy's 20. Every time she has sex, can't feel anything. This is something the cheerleaders can jump on after this.
We'll have to tackle that one.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
See how smart I am? Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank
you're the
you.
Sidekick, aren't you?
Thank you. Drew hates how smart he is. XFL cheerleaders are here tonight from the LA Extreme. Rose Fernandez, Bonnie Jill Laughlin, and Brandy Bagler are all here. And these girls are... Are most of the cheerleaders, have they had experience doing other professional sports and cheerleading?
Majority of them have, NBA or NFL.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I know that sounds like an insulting question, but what I'm saying is, oh, shut up, Drew.
Does he come up these on his own here?
Oh, he's a sidekick.
No, here's what I'm saying. Listen, I know it takes...
He's a genius, I beg your pardon.
I know it takes some skill to be a professional cheerleader, but it doesn't seem like such a prerequisite. Like, it seems like if an athletic, beautiful girl who was 19 wanted to go out for the squad, she might make the squad. Why is it the majority are veterans?
Well, I think it's just the fact that once you have cheered for some sort of team, you just have this experience, and you know, it just like
so
any
just,
athlete,
just better at the, just better during the trial period and all the.
No, I think it's just like any athlete, any sport. You know, you practice, and the more practice you put in, the more time, the more experience, it just makes you better.
But isn't this more about TNA than the dancing. NFL?
It's more exposure, like you know, with a lot of NFL and NBA teams. I mean, they'll you know kind of show us every now and then. This team, they're actually going to be featuring us. By the end of the season, you'll know each one of our names.
Right.
They're going to mic some of the girls.
Right. Right. And are the routines, are they different? Are they better? Are they more involved? Are they less involved?
I think I wouldn't say they're better. They actually are more crowd-oriented, and you're going to get more hands-on, I guess. We're going to get a little more hands-on with the crowd. And it's just us having a good time.
What do you mean more hands on? What's that mean?
Like we'll be posted in the stands.
Oh, you guys?
Yeah, closer to the crowd in the stadium.
Uh-huh. I hope they've got to have security guards.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
oh yeah, yeah.
They will.
Oh yes.
Oh, that
yes,
is asking be, for trouble.
Passed
seriously.
Around like a joint at a Doobie Brothers concert. If they get a
hold of
it,
please.
I don't think we're going to be that close.
All right,
God, his analogies.
Oh, they're going to have. They'll have some security.
Yeah, we're talking about massive crowds and all.
We've already had.
Well, we don't know who's showing up. I mean,
yeah, right. Could be
and do they have any expectations? Do they have a target number for
35,000?
How many are going to show up?
Well, the stadium
really?
Holds 40 because they at the Coliseum, I think it's initially. Yeah, they closed off the sides. So 40 is what it holds.
They close off the sides?
Yeah.
The end zones.
Oh, the ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The end zones.
The end
okay,
zones.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, who the hell wants to sit back there anyway? What are the tickets going for? Are they reasonable?
They're really reasonable. You can get season tickets for $100.
Season tickets?
Season tickets. Isn't really? That fat? Yeah.
But, great. There's like, what, 9 games?
There's 10 games. Actually, 11 total. There's a game at the end of the season.
Like the big game, mm-hmm. like the Super Bowl. The
yeah, right. And like I said, you get single tickets at Ticketmaster, or you can get season tickets at 1-800-866-LA-Extreme.
Now, is arena football still going on, too?
It's still going on.
This is arena football.
So there's going to be two competing football seasons this spring?
You know, I think the other one
arena's
might be...
the summer.
Yeah, ending summer. Or something.
Yeah, arena's okay. Summer.
Yeah, that didn't...
I thought it was spring.
All right. Well, you went to a game last year.
Yeah, I thought it was springtime.
You going to some extreme games this year?
I go where my boys want me to take them.
All right. Yeah, right to the beauty parlor. Cindy?
Piano concert.
Yeah. We're going to go pricing ascots, Father. Would you like to come along? Cindy?
Yeah?
You're 20.
Yes.
Jesus, stop being so good to those kids, would you? Please. Make me jealous. Cindy?
Yes?
You're 20. What's happening with you?
Okay. When I have intercourse, I have no feeling at all.
Well,
here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. One of the more common ways that happens is if a woman's been sexually abused at a young age. Did that ever happen to you?
Yes.
Okay. And that's it's interesting that.
Drew, why are you lining her up after we just got in?
You're right. And I.
All right.
But the fact is, though, that for reasons that are not understood, there's actually a biological shutdown where you can actually have no feeling. Okay. Theoretically, that should be able to be restored, though maybe not to its full normal state. But it's something that would have to be worked on very diligently.
Do you have a man right now?
Yes. I've been having intercourse for 6 months now. And it's really frustrating because I actually feel as if I'm being raped. Mm. You know, I'm just there, and it's frustrating because I don't even want.
But it's all reenactment of whatever it was that happened to you so long ago. And that needs to be dealt with in a more healing process.
Cindy.
Yes.
You haven't gotten any help for this? You can't.
Well, I actually thought it was just normal, and then I realized, you know, obviously it's actually an embarrassing subject for me. I really don't feel like talking to anyone.
But, need to if you want it to get better.
You're with a guy you love?
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think, and you really feels like you're being raped when you're with him?
Well, at the point where it's I feel like I don't want to do it because I don't feel anything, and it makes me feel weird, and I only do it because
any sex to her would feel like being raped.
I only do it because of him, but it makes me feel weird just laying there and not feeling anything.
Wow. But how long ago did the trauma happen?
Well, at first I didn't even know if it had happened, but I'm pretty sure I must have been really small. Yeah. All I have is a few memories, and it just comes to me. And I don't exactly know what happened, but I get little.
Why do you reckon it's so powerful now? I mean, that you're with a guy you love, and it feels like he's raping you.
I really don't know. It's,
all right. Well,
are you having intercourse more than you did in the past? Maybe that might be it.
Well, he's actually been my first. I've just started having sex 6 months ago.
Does he know about this?
Yes.
And is it freaking him out?
Yes, it is. He told me to go see a doctor, but it's, I don't know. I feel it's embarrassing.
Guys are great. It's like, I have no sensation. I'm cold. I feel as if I'm being raped. Okay, babe, well, hold still. It's just going to take a second then. I mean, I love you. I mean, try not to talk about the rape. It'll be over faster.
Quick, and then go see a doctor, okay?
Go get something fixed down there. Why is he continually having sex with you if it feels like you're being raped and you have no feeling?
Well,
because he can.
Well, we don't, because of that, we don't do it that often.
Right.
But listen,
I feel like I have to because.
All right.
What you have to do, Cindy, is get some help for this. You have to.
Definitely.
This isn't going to get better without that.
Do you think it's something psychological?
Well, it's a biological.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a biological result of a psychological process.
Okay. Yeah. You women are all wired up that way. All right? You got your brain right to the vagina.
I realize that. Man,
we know where your brain's at.
No, our brains are
to our vagina. I'll
think about
that right now, sister.
For the man, it's sort of a spinal reflex. It doesn't even go into the central nervous system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, get up above the neck.
I mean, what I mean is a woman, and we talk to them all the time, are capable of having like no sensation because of emotional trauma that they've incurred in the past.
Or no arousal because of lack of emotional connection.
Right.
Yeah. Key point.
Right.
No, man, it's like...
Doesn't make a difference. I could be carrying the casket with my family. And if someone was on a mechanics creeper in front of me giving me oral sex, it would work. I could be crying as I was doing it.
Pull up a magazine
it.
Or something?
No, just both hands on the casket.
Okay, you could do that.
And then the hooker rolling in front of me on the mechanics creeper as I tried to hold back the tears. But the point is it would feel just as good. Yeah. I'm going to try that. Anderson, let's make a tape of that so we can send it to my family. Monica?
Hi.
They must be very proud.
They're proud.
Yeah,
they're beaming.
Yes.
They love it. Monica?
Hello?
What's
Hello?
Up? Yes.
Hi. My son is 5 years old, and he's uncircumcised.
So what's the problem?
And his father was uncircumcised, and his whole head came out. And I heard you talking to some guy last week, or maybe.
Whoa! You have to. That's what he. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
The head of his father's penis.
Yeah. Well, because he's the only uncircumcised guy I've ever been with before.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we now talking about your husband's penis, or the guy's penis?
That I'm thinking is a normal looking one.
All right. Go ahead. You mean it was able to? You were able to pull the foreskin back all the way?
Right.
Okay.
And my son, you can't pull it back all the way to where the head comes out; just the tip of it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking.
Yeah. You gotta use more teeth next time.
Yeah. Relax.
No, my son.
Relax, Monica, relax.
I was making a joke.
The United States, the only industrialized country in the world where circumcision is the common procedure, the routine procedure. So relax.
All right. You're fine. Just rub some mink oil on it every couple of months. Just give him baths. Keep him clean. He'll be fine.
I think your answer
is... Even if the whole head doesn't come out?
Relax.
It's a normal thing. I don't think it's anything you have to worry about.
If there's narrowing and it can't get through, that's kind of an issue.
Well, that's what she's trying to do, right?
No, she just has excess foreskin, so it doesn't come all the way. She can't pull it all the way down, which is normal.
How do we know?
Because I'm telling you.
You don't know. Hey, Monica.
Yes?
How hard have you tried to get your son's penis out of its sleeping bag?
Well, since he was little, they kept telling me to pull it back, and it just stopped being able to.
All right, then you got to talk to his pediatrician and see if there's any stenosis, which is a narrowing that can occur. And sometimes that is the reason that circumcision should be done sometimes.
All right,
although
Monica,
that too can be overcome with stretching and whatnot. But talk to the pediatrician so he or she can check to see if there's any stenosis, okay?
Because I heard you talking.
All right, Monica. It sounds like something you shouldn't worry about. Okay.
Are you sure?
I tell you what's going to mess this kid up is you focusing on his penis like this.
It's going to be his like third year of medical school, and mom's going to come over for a little foreskin yank. Honey,
I just want him to be normal.
I know. Yeah, you want him to be normal. Leave him alone.
Don't be so anxious.
You're freaking the kid out. He's going gay for sure now. You understand? Okay. You will turn him gay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
She thanked him. Wow.
You want to turn the kid gay?
Keep
yanking on him. Keep coming at him. Keep pressuring him. This is how guys go gay. Over-domineering moms. And if this is a woman, she gets an eating disorder. Guy goes gay. Chick gets eating disorder. This is how it works. Moms.
Corolla has spoken.
The great Corolla has spoken. Look, my parents left me alone. Look at me.
Yeah,
perfect.
Eating disorder and gay.
Please, how dare you? You women are all attracted to me, right?
Of course. Yeah, they have a fence holding us back.
The humor.
I like that beat and the deer in the headlights stare. What do you want us to say?
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor. I guess we're supposed to be attracted to that, right? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, we're trying to. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We have the L.A. Extreme Cheerleaders here tonight. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jerry with a surprise problem after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yep, Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my partner over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. XFL cheerleaders here tonight from the LA Extreme. Rose Fernandez, Bonnie Jill Laughlin, and Brandy Bagley are all here representing the LA Extreme. How many cheerleaders are there all together?
There's 10 on each team.
10. Is that universal for all the teams?
Yes, for the eight teams, yeah.
They don't let them have no more, no less, huh?
Nope.
There's alternates.
There are some alternates just in case someone gets injured or...
Right.
Sort of interesting cities represented, too. It's
what? How many went out for... Like I'd imagine more people went out for the L.A. Yeah.
Well, for L.A., I know we had about 500 girls auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So. We had separate auditions,
but a whole
too.
Bunch of different auditions. There was, like...
Wow.
Ongoing.
They were separate auditions.
But almost a month and a half process.
Wow. Yeah, that's beating out quite a few gals, I'm sure. And like I said, I'd imagine more in L.A. than like in Vegas or Baltimore
more like
or something.
Birmingham. The cities are Memphis, Birmingham. It's wild. Then Chicago, New York, L.A.
Yeah. And they got good names, like the felons, the sodomites, two-time losers, pedophiles, whatever some of the other ones on here, the hitmen. The Bolts, the Enforcers, the Rage.
The Maniacs.
The Rage is nice. The
Can't forget the Extreme. Yeah,
don't forget that. Yes, the Extreme. Of course, the Demons, the Maniacs, Outlaws. This is, this is going to be good. Are they going to use, someone brought the new XFL football to my house the other day.
Oh, really?
And it, you guys may not have an answer to this, but it seemed a... Had smaller.
It is smaller than the NFL. It is.
Oh, you do have the answer to this.
It is smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's just a tad.
Throw it farther.
Just a tad. Yeah, get a little extra distance on it, and you can keister it and run still.
Nice.
Which you have trouble doing with a full-size ball. All right. Let's talk to Jerry, who's 30. Jerry?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey.
How are you, Dr. Drew?
Jerry?
I originally had two questions for you, but I thought of a third one. I hope we can get to.
No.
The call. No? Okay.
You'll be lucky if you get to the second. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my first question, or I guess better yet, a problem is that when my girlfriend licks on my nipples, she complains of a taste She said it tastes a lot like onions, a rather bad sour taste.
Nice.
Yeah. You start wearing a bib when you eat fajitas. I had that problem, too. Yeah.
Have
said it tastes like chicken. The other one tastes like steak. And my penis tastes like guacamole.
What about the tukas?
Oh, yes. That has its own delicate taste.
Oh, my God.
All right. Come on, how dare you, Jerry?
Help me out, Dr. Drew. What is that?
I have no idea.
Do you eat a lot of onions?
Oh, thank you. Actually, I don't. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of protein, but...
I wonder if it's just your... That's just
no
your
onions,
taste,
huh?
Your smell, you know. That's
wow, all. Man.
I don't doubt it's anything from the nipple. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
If you're actually emitting a liquid, then
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't
well,
know.
What if she licked on your shoulder or some other part of your body?
No complaints there. No complaints.
But from the nipple.
Right.
It's a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Any other funks?
No. Actually, no more than any other man, I would assume.
Onion flavored from the nipple.
Yeah.
Maybe she just doesn't want to do this anymore, and he's like, hey, come on.
No. You know, it's the onions. Yeah.
I don't know what that could be. Let me get to my second one.
All right.
I'm having a hard time getting a full erection. And this is a new problem, although it has happened when I was a teenager and I was very drunk, but that was, you know, of course, years ago since I'm 30 now.
You on any medications?
No, I'm not.
Maybe it's all those onion rings. What do you get? You get sort of half? You get like a semi?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say about 70 to 80%.
All right.
Are you having problems in this relationship at all?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
What's the problem?
She has kids and has been married where I haven't, and I don't know if I want to go that route.
All right. Well, your penis is telling you it doesn't want to go that route.
Talking to me, huh?
Yeah. When you're anxious, things don't work quite normally. So.
Yeah.
You're just nervous. It makes you smell like onions.
So you think it's a psychological problem?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not really that into her, and you're 75%, your penis is 74%. Basically.
She's very good looking. It's not that I'm not into.
Yeah, there's a guy's thinking, right?
Cheerleader.
Yeah, I know. But you, what's that?
She could be an XFL cheerleader for that matter.
All right, but the point is. Right. She's not, and your penis doesn't buy it.
Right, I got you.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Drew, the third one.
No, that's enough.
You tired of Jerry?
Hey, you don't get three. That's a dangerous precedent to set. Three questions.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be here all night. All right. Eric?
Yes?
You're 25. What's up?
I'm addicted to sleep deprivation.
We must be too, Adam.
Really?
What does that mean to you?
Yeah. What does that mean?
What does that mean to me? Basically, I just get far less sleep than... normal people.
Yeah, well, the way you say addicted to it is if you get off on it or enjoy it.
Your
somehow.
Addiction also means that you do it in spite of adverse consequence.
Absolutely.
Like
miss
what?
School, miss work.
What time do you go to bed at night?
I try to go to bed by midnight.
And what time are you supposed to wake up in the morning?
7:38.
And what happens?
I usually fall asleep about 7:38.
In the morning?
Yeah.
And what time do you get up?
7:30 or 8. I mean, I'll fall asleep right before the alarm goes off.
And you get up and do your day?
Yeah.
And you like doing that?
Oh, hell no.
No, well, you're not addicted to it. Then.
Well, you have a sleep disturbance.
Disorder.
Well, that's what I thought for years, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
Have you been evaluated for that?
Yes.
And what do they say?
They say it sounds like I'm addicted to sleep deprivation.
No, that's not what they told you.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Because there's no such thing. There's absolutely no such thing.
Well, can't you be addicted to any harmful behavior?
No. Categorically not. Addiction is a very specific genetic biological syndrome.
Where'd you go? You some car wash or something and pass out on the sofa in the manager's office? Or did you go to an actual college and facility and get hooked up?
No, an actual psychologist, and she said...
You got to go to a physician.
You didn't get hooked up with electrodes and stuff and monitor, did you?
You got to have sleep studies
You
done.
Didn't do it then.
Yeah.
You just talked to somebody about it.
Well,
Eric, go get yourself checked out.
This may be depression. This may be bipolar. This may be just a pure sleep disturbance. There's a million, you know, there's many, many dozens of different things that could explain this, all of which have treatment.
And what do? You're saying you lie in bed for 7.5 hours every night without sleeping?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Are you doing drugs at all?
No.
No.
Yeah, because
you don't lie in bed for 7.5 hours. You're sleeping at some point, and you're not aware of it, or I'll believe that you try to sleep, you get up, you go watch TV for 5 hours, but you're not lying in bed every night for 7+ hours. Come on, buddy.
Well, you're not in my bed with me, are you?
No, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, Adam is actually right. You need to get a sleep study where they document what goes on here.
Yes, you can go into a facility, right? Where do you find that?
Most hospitals will have a sleep center.
And you just go in there and...
They hook you up and they do a monitor, a cardiac EEG and video monitor all night and see what, in fact, you do. And based on those patterns, they can tell you why you're having the sleep problem.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. And when we come back, Drew, we're going to talk to Joan. Joan is a 21-year sex toy with boyfriend last weekend and has been bleeding ever since. All right, we'll get to that after this.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. XFL cheerleaders are here tonight from the LA Extreme. Rose Fernandez, Bonnie Jill Laughlin, and Brandy Bagley are all here tonight. Just three of the 10 that represent the LA Extreme. This weekend, Saturday, right? It's when we begin the season, and I think everyone's curious how it's going to turn out.
But they're televised?
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to be televised.
Yeah. NBC, locally? Like
NBC National.
NBC and then UPN also.
Is there going to be an early game and a late game like the NFL?
Actually, I don't know about that yet.
There could be not that many teams play.
Do you guys, will you travel with the team?
No, we don't.
So every stadium has its own set of cheerleaders.
Exactly. Except the last game, the big game, we all go.
Now, as in the NFL, do they travel?
No,
they're there.
Just when the field is neutral, like American Bowls and Super Bowls.
Right.
But otherwise, the team.
They don't travel for the playoffs either.
No.
In the NFL.
What's the big game going to be called?
The big game.
The big game at the end.
They don't. Is the name of the big game, or they don't have a name?
I think that's what they're calling it.
The big game.
They're rolling with it. They could come up with a name.
Well, why not? Just call it the big game. Sounds good enough. Joan.
Yeah.
You're 21.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I used a sex toy with my boyfriend on Friday, and...
On him?
No, it was inside me, and then we were having sex at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was like one of those little vibrating egg things. It's just like a little...
I'm trying to grasp this.
You know those things.
The vibrating eggs.
Sure. I got one in me now.
Yeah, would you pop it out for a second?
Could you turn it down a little?
Before I keep my silly putty. All right.
And I've been bleeding like a period since then, which now, I don't really start for 2 weeks.
If that thing was on you or in you?
In.
In you.
And he was in you too, right?
Yeah.
Is that for him or for you?
For me.
And wasn't he kind of packing it up in there?
Probably.
I mean, doesn't it seem a little dangerous to have something?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, I don't know. Isn't that what it's for?
Well, I think it may be for
the outside
personal use, like your commute to work and stuff. But when he's in there, sort of shoving it up,
at the same time, I don't think
not
so.
At the same time. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
And here we are. She's bleeding. Why haven't you gone to have a pelvic exam?
I have a normal yearly one, but...
Yes, indeed. That was before the egg.
Right.
Have you,
I mean, could it be that big of a deal?
Well, you're bleeding.
Did you find it? Is it back?
Yes.
And
did it have all those stickers on it? Like when, you know, when Bugs Bunny would hit a home run and the ball would go around the world and come back with all those steamer trunk stickers on it?
The egg's got that on it.
Really?
Yeah, are you hurting?
Are you sore? Are you
kind of feels like I'm on my period, like I'm cramping.
Yeah, you got to get checked out.
Go to the doctor.
You might have traumatized something. You might have an infection from sort of pushing things up into that part of your genital tract.
Definitely wouldn't go with the egg again.
Joan,
how'd
you get it out of there?
Definitely egg. Well, definitely.
It has like a cord attached to it.
Oh, I see. Well, it runs off 110, so of course.
Not lost or anything.
It has a cord like a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty good leash on there. And what do you do, put it around your ankle?
No.
What's it called?
It's like a surfboard?
It's the egg?
I don't know, some kind of Swedish erotica or something.
I see. So you fish it back out?
Yeah.
And you find there's a lobster in the trap when you pull it up? No.
Do you think it's really that big of a deal?
Yes.
Well, you're bleeding.
It may, not be a major deal, but it is definitely big enough to be seen tomorrow. Definitely.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you guys wearing? We never really got to the outfit part of the cheerleading thing.
It's kind of the big surprise. You'll have to check it out. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm mad, so I'm not going to watch. Is it, so it's not, it's it, you know, you got the choice between the cycling shorts and the skirts, but I'm thinking they got to do something different. You know, it couldn't just be the skirt. You could go a little shorter on the skirt, but it's still, it's been done. And then the cycling short kind of look, that's sort of an NBA cheerleader. I'm thinking the mini shorts, the mini sort of cycling shorts, like the sort of hot pant cycling shorts. That's what I'm going with.
There's chains involved.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really chains?
Yes.
Gonna have to come check it out.
Nice.
All the teams. There's some vinyl and some other teams going
really?
On.
Really? And and who, have you seen all the different cheerleading outfits from around the league?
We were just in a couple of them.
Who's got the nastiest?
Us.
Really?
Ours are the smallest,
think so?
I think. Yeah.
Most revealing.
Good times. All right. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah, I want to cut off my nuts.
All righty.
Because I hate having sex. I hate masturbation. I think it's dirty.
All right. Well, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's better if I cut off my nuts because I'm religious, too.
Yeah, cutting off your nuts is not going to even stop the masturbation.
It doesn't?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, for that night.
For that night, yeah.
Yeah, probably slow you down.
Slow you down.
I think I can still squeeze one off.
No doubt you could. How would you sleep?
Tourniquet, stop the bleeding, a little Bactine, pop, squeeze one off, and go to the hospital the next day.
Chris, these impulses are extremely serious.
Yeah, but wouldn't I not be able to get hard?
No, you will get hard and you will masturbate. Do you have a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be taking medication?
Yes.
Are you taking it?
Yeah.
What's the medicine?
Zyprexa and Wellbutrin and Ativan.
All right. You got to talk to your doctor. How much Zyprexa are you taking?
30.
All right. Okay. Have you been taking that?
Yeah.
All right. You got to talk to your doctor about these impulses.
Well, okay? What? Should you take more?
That's a big dose.
So, 30 yeah. milligrams a
yeah.
big dose?
Yeah.
So, like, you got to talk to your doctor.
Hey, Chris?
Because they can make these impulses go away.
What's up with you? What do you have? What have you been diagnosed as?
Schizophrenia. Yeah, it's got schizophrenia.
Yeah, but pretty severe?
Yep, very severe.
You hear voices?
Yeah.
And
they torture me all day.
Are they telling you to do stuff?
No, they don't tell me to do stuff.
Yeah, like my parents.
They tell me to worship them and call them God. And
all right.
They try to steal my poetry. They tell me.
Mm-hmm.
They try to make me do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You're talking to us now. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
You're aware that you have schizophrenia, right?
Yeah.
You're aware that it's a condition.
Yeah.
That there's something going on inside your head that's not normal.
Yeah.
And you're on medication. You're seeing somebody. And that because of this condition, you may be prone or have tendencies to do things that aren't good for you.
Yeah.
But can you distance yourself from it all? Can you realize that this is part of... Like I'll give you... Drew always argues with me on this one, but here's why I'm a great drunk, ladies. Here's why we can party tonight.
Okay.
I get loaded, and I've been high, man. Man, I've been on mushrooms out of my mind. Weed, booze, I've been out of my mind.
They are thoroughly impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Still can achieve an erection. Thank you.
If I don't cut
coked
off my
up, head, boozed up, mushed up, I still can do it. Hold on, Chris. Here's what I'm saying. High out of my mind, I realize I'm high. I see things, I want to do things, I have impulses, but then I think, wait a minute, I'm effed up. I know I'm effed up, and whatever it is I'm thinking about doing, I'm not going to do because I know I'm high.
That's called insight.
Thank you. So you finally appreciate my drug abuse. But Chris,
yeah.
You know you have schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And you know that cutting your testicles off would be a mistake.
No.
Just like I might think about cutting them off when I'm high on mushrooms. But I don't do it because I know what state I'm in. And you're in that state all the time.
Or when he's not taking his
meds. Or when you're not on your meds.
Medicines aren't adjusted. Were you on Clozaril ever?
No.
Okay.
So you need to realize that. You need to not do anything that's going to be irreversible.
Yeah.
And you need to talk to your psychiatrist and readjust these meds and get fixed up.
Okay.
You understand?
You don't have to be plagued by all this.
All right?
All right.
All right.
All right, Chris. Good take luck. Care of yourself.
All right.
All right. It's a horrible affliction.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, imagine just hearing voices commanding you to do stuff. I don't... I never had that. You guys ever have? Women don't have. Do women not have schizophrenia as much?
They have, but not probably not as much.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just,
well, again, that's why you live long.
Yeah, it's part of the genetic disorder of maleness.
Out, freaked out. You got, you know, you're at the spa. You don't have time. Too busy being pampered to have those mental disorders. Chris?
Hello?
You're 13. What's up?
It's like I can't go to sleep unless I jack off at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's Adam Carolla syndrome.
Well, yeah, I can go to sleep. I'm just not happy. I don't feel like the day is officially ended.
Unless you've had a certain amount of shame as
right.
you hit the pillow.
Thank you. What's up there, Chris? So what?
Is that like normal?
That's normal, Chris. You're fine. For a 13-year-old, that's fine.
Are you religious?
No.
Is that just once a day?
Maybe sometimes more.
You're fine. How many times more?
14. Like maybe once or twice.
No, you're fine.
I see.
Relax, Chris.
All right.
All right.
This will only go on for another 65, 70 years.
Yeah, you'll realize it's normal.
All right, Chris?
All right.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. I went for the deuce last night, lady. had some energy. Yeah. Had a little time. Yeah, it turns you on, doesn't it?
You hit the gym more, don't you?
Hey, I got energy. I'm very virile. Yeah, I'm not going to waste my energy pushing around some weight.
Are you kidding? That chi is so depleted.
Yeah, it's true.
You just...
I'm walking
drain
around
your
like
chi
a,
every day.
Walk around like a battery that's been fished out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Just nothing in me. You're right. Chris?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 17.
Yep. All right. I got a lump under my right nipple. It's been there for about a year and a half. I had one under my left one, but it was smaller and went away.
You smoke a bunch of pot?
No, I don't smoke any pot at all.
When did you quit?
I didn't smoke any pot at all.
In your whole life?
In my whole life.
Wow.
Secondhand smoke, but...
Well, this is a gynecomastia, and it's a normal part of puberty. It can be perpetuated and made worse by pot, and it's usually a normal thing, and it usually goes away. That's as you found out with the other one.
It's been there about a year and a half. So.
It usually goes away. It usually comes on around 14, 15. It usually goes away by the time you're your age. You can have your doctor check it out and make sure it's nothing else, but that just sounds like the usual gynecomastia.
Yeah,
all right.
Puberty thing. I think I had one when I was 13 or 14, as I recall.
Nice.
I've been puberty for a long time then.
Well, it gets on a little later with some guys.
Yeah, with me, it did.
All right, you're fine.
All right, thanks.
Why do you got that? What do you do, surf?
Surf?
Why do you have the Hesher voice?
Yeah, where'd you get?
I just got a relaxed personality, you know, just go with things.
Really?
You don't smoke anything.
You don't smoke weed?
I'm
a cool guy.
Don't,
magnet everything, man.
All right, don't.
Oh, this is that. This is another version of relaxed chick magnet.
Yeah, I get.
His
I
chi
get,
is depleted too. Yeah. See,
guess it works for him.
You pull the chicks.
You get a lot of the ladies.
You could say that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Until they see his lump.
Enjoy it. It won't last.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy it. No, I tell you, all the guys I know who got a lot of tail in high school, it dried up. I don't know what it is. It doesn't work that way with guys. I there were guys I knew who did real good in high school, but it slowed down dramatically out of high school. And there's a lot of guys
in fact,
I know.
That knowledge was the only way you were able to survive.
That's right. I had to count on that. Yes. It got me through each day. And then there's a lot of guys who didn't get any and seemed to get some or more out of. But it always shifts. Drew, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It's like they burn out or something, or they change. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I think they get cocky, they get soft, they lose their edge, they're not hungry like I was. I had the eye of the tiger. You understand? I was so depleted sexually
deprived.
In high school and deprived that I came out of high school hungry. You know what I mean? Not soft. You get soft when you get a lot of tail
then
in
you
high school.
Came out of carpet cleaning, hungry.
Oh yeah.
Came out of construction, hungry.
Hungry. Right now, I'm heading out of show business, hungry. All right, Lenny.
Hello.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I had a question, and I wanted to. Okay, my mom and dad are both like, they're both nuts. Okay, they hate each other with a passion. They've like hated each other since like as far back as I can remember.
That's awful.
And, yeah, they you know didn't really try to hide it like you know most parents would. You know they made it very evident to all of us kids and everything like that. And I moved out and started my life and everything. And after I moved out, they decided they wanted to get a divorce. And now I can't really talk to either of them because when I talk to them, they, like, badmouth each other and want me to tell the other one this or want me, you know.
That is so infantile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I want to go about it.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. You don't owe them anything.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I've tried to talk to my mom about it because my dad's not so bad about it, but my mom's like, I can't even talk to my mom anymore without feeling bad.
Mm.
So, that's, I mean, avoid phone calls or whatever for my mom. I actually, you know, I've only talked to her like twice in the last year.
Well, listen, why don't you just bring it up when she brings it up?
Okay.
Just, she starts bringing up your father and what an a-hole he is, you just cut her off at the pass and tell her, we're not going to talk about that.
You got to set limits, and I know you're not used to doing that, but that's what's going to make you feel better. Put it back where it belongs, which is with them. And let them know that it really feels bad for you to put the, you don't have to be sort of aggressive about it, but just put them on notice that, hey, I'd appreciate it if you guys kept that to yourselves. That's all. That's all you got to say. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right there, Lenny.
Oh, I had one more question for Adam.
Yeah.
What happened to R.C. Rockola?
R.C. Rockola.
Oh, that's good. That's Ace Rockola?
Ace Rockola, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Did you kill him?
Oh, no, he may come around.
Well, I hope to hear from him again. I haven't heard him in like 3 months.
All right, well, I'll bring him back one night we don't have a guest. Maybe Thursday night. Be Real is going to be in here tomorrow night from Cypress Hill.
Jeremy McGrath coming on Thursday.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that.
I'll keep listening for him regardless. I love the show.
All right, Lenny.
All right, have fun.
Take care of yourself. Lenny is 18, sound like a 65-year-old sharecropper.
Absolutely.
I mean, didn't he?
Yeah.
That sound like an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
You know what guys sound like whose parents just constantly fight from the word zero till they move out at 17 and a half? That's what they sound. They sound old. I mean, it's like guys that have been in combat, in wars, you know. It's like they may be 20, 21. They've seen a lot. This guy... Lenny did not sound like a fresh-faced kid bound for college. He's like a guy who knows firsthand. He knows all about life at 18. He's seen it all. Sad. Dan?
Hey.
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend and I, we used to hang out, and my dad, on the weekends, he goes out, and I'd have her over, and we could be alone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for, like, 3 months, all we did was really kiss and stuff, and then we went, like, farther, and now... Whenever I invite her over, she like for 2 weeks in a row, I've invited her over, and both weeks she said she's been on her period and she couldn't come.
I see. So you think she's moving a little too fast for her?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't think it's normal that she should be on her period 2 weeks in a row.
I know there, Sherlock. I'm saying. I'm saying you think it's moving a little too fast for her.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Did you bring
Jesus Christ? Yeah. We're the world's dumbest callers.
Did you bring that up to her and sort of call her on it?
Not really, because I don't want her to like think I'm like accusing her of lying.
Okay, and she's how old? 11?
No, she's 18.
18. All right, so. Let's examine the evidence. You guys were just smooching, and she was all about that, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. Now, when you went further, how much further did you go?
Just like I had my hand down her pants.
All right. And so just a hand down the pants. I see. And she was wearing the pants?
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's not as if just her pants were sitting on the sofa.
And he put his hands out.
I've done that move before, just to technically say I had my hand down a chick's pants.
You do get the, put a bathing suit on, go out to the pool.
That's right. You, that's right. I got my hand down the bottoms there. Yeah, I'm wearing them though.
Do you go up the shirt too?
I go up my own shirt, saying yes, I went up, and I'll undo my own bra.
Don't you just put the shirt up on a hanger and just go up at that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. All right. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, she seemed comfortable with it at the time.
Yeah. She didn't like protest it. In fact, it was her idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's very, all right. She's a little all freaked right. out. Or she's on her period. I mean, she could have a regular period.
It was her idea. And she didn't seem to have any problem with it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this?
I think that you're kind of actually probably hitting it on the button. Maybe she doesn't, she at the time might have felt comfortable. And then as things progressed, she was feeling a little uncomfortable. So, you know, she said that. And if you're a caring boyfriend, you'll just, you know, keep that in mind and just take it at whatever pace she feels comfortable at.
But it was her idea. She didn't have any problems.
A woman
while
has a right to change her mind, like, though.
She had a relationship before me that was really, really bad. Basically abusive to her.
Now we're getting to it.
I never pressured her to do anything, and I always waited for her.
I see.
Yeah, that's right. Your mistake.
And you may be too nice a guy for her.
That's the point.
That's trouble.
That's the point.
Okay. Where's her dad?
Her dad?
Yeah.
He just moved back to the state, I believe.
Right.
So he was in extradition
in Spain for many miles, evading the law, right?
I don't know what country.
He's an idiot. She doesn't like him, right?
Oh, no, she hates him.
Right. There you go. There it is. All right. So, Dan, here's what you're up against. Girls, stop me if I'm wrong. I know this is going to be painful, but be honest here. Her dad was an a-hole, okay? Uh-huh. She's now attracted to a-holes.
Yeah, exactly.
She don't like it, but she likes bad boys. Mm-hmm. She gets with them. She tries to fix them. They stay abusive. Eventually, they break up. Then she hooks up with you. You're the kind of guy she wants to be with in one part
wants
of her
to,
mind.
Wants to
but
want
she
to be
wants
with.
To want to be with. Almost like a gay guy getting married because he wants to be straight. You know, he wants to thinks if he has some kids, maybe it'll, because he wants that life. We all want that life, but you know what? It doesn't work for her at this point. And you're a nice guy and you're laying back and you're saying whatever you're comfortable with, baby, whatever you're ready for. And it's freaking her out because she likes you, but you're not dangerous. You're not naughty. It's not turning her on. She's not
having
that attraction.
It's also uncomfortable for her.
She can't handle it. Yeah. It's like it's intimate. It's real.
Right,
you're exactly. An actual person who cares.
And she has some control, some mutuality. She wants somebody to, you know, make her feel victimized,
right.
Out of control.
Go over there and give her the beating of a lifetime. I agree with Drew wholeheartedly on this one. And we rarely agree. Thank you, Drew. Dan?
Yeah.
You got... Hold on, let's talk about Dan. He's got his work cut out for him because she ain't going to be... She's going to be back and forth with him all the time because
exactly.
there's a part of her that wants to be with a good, stable, unabusive guy, but there's a part of her that is not past this, is not grown out of it, is not truly going to be attracted to him. And what is attraction? What is that where you go, I love him, I can't help it. Sure, he's an alcoholic. Sure, he has 14 kids. Sure, he beats on me. Sure, he takes my money. Sure, I had sex with my sister. I love him. I can't help it. I love him. What is that? What is that attraction? That's what that is.
That's the arousal and the powerlessness of childhood being acted out through attraction.
And it ain't there. It may not be there for her. It may not be there for her for 10 years.
He should head for the hills.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Dan?
Yeah?
This is going to be tough. But you're going to have to sort of keep your dignity and, you know, you set your own sort of rules to live by, and you live up to those. And if she can't hang with them, fine. But watch out, because you guys may yo-yo a little bit.
And of course, she may just be having her period.
Right, probably having her period, yeah.
You should just forget everything we've said.
She's on that depot shot. She's bleeding a little bit. That's all. No, okay. Here's what's really wrong with you girls. I'll tell you that right
now. Oh, no.
Here's the deal. Guys have a certain amount of energy, too. They're whacked out, but they're practical. If there's a girl who's physically attractive, who they're turned on by, who they're attracted to, whose parents are out of town and who wants sex, they're over there. They don't care if she's a good girl, a bad girl. They don't care what the history is. Living, passed out, dead for 3 weeks, parents mourning an open casket. They don't care. Now, women, this guy could be the best-looking guy in the world, but she ain't attracted to him physically.
That's true.
Meanwhile, there's some guy who's toothless with a tattoo who reminds her of daddy. Driving a beat-up El Camino, and she's so hot for this guy. Oh, I know. And that's what's tough about being a really good-looking good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I get that a lot. It's tough, Drew, because you'd think I'd get a ton of tail.
It's a good thing you got no chi.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing I don't have any sex drive. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Sam. Sam is there. Your girls advise his girl. Wait a minute. They want your girl's advice, right? Yeah. All right. We're going to talk to him because his girlfriend left him for another woman. We'll be back.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That be Dr. Drew over there. Be Real from Cypress Hill will be in here tomorrow night. And then Supercross champ Jeremy McGrath will be in here be on real. Thursday. Yeah.
You been smoking pot or something?
No, why? A little out of it?
I thought I smelled.
No. Oh, well, I'll smoke pot on Sunday.
Somebody's smoking pot.
Who's smoking pot? You girls high?
It's definitely not us.
You guys being drug tested?
I definitely.
I don't know. Do I really got to sniff your mic? No. Come on. Sometimes Drew does that joke where he rubs the mic on his ass during the commercial, and then I come back in, and he's like, yeah, it's funny. He goes, yeah, hey, someone's been drinking pina colada. I'm like, why? He goes, sniff the mic. No, it smells like ass. Drew's got quite a sense of humor.
Very highbrow humor we're going to do here.
XFL cheerleaders here tonight from the LA Extreme. Rose, Bonnie, and Brandy are all here. And, again, the season starts this Saturday. And I think it's got a sufficient buzz. People are hopped up for it. I, as a football fan, am looking forward to some form of football being strung together throughout the entire year. So I will definitely tune in. And I think there's a lot of people that's going to tune in initially, I think, just to see what the hell's going on. I think there's some new rules and some new innovations, and people are kind of curious. And there'll probably be some names of some of the players, some guys we recognize from the pro ranks. Probably a lot of
Tommy Maddox, Scotty from UCLA.
Yeah. Right, a lot of guys like that who you
college
may,
stars.
College stars, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People in the NFL, too, also.
Yeah, Alvin Harper, he's played for the Cowboys.
Used to play.
Yes.
But no people that are playing currently.
Right.
Play
who've been, waived or released,
I would imagine that their contract would stipulate that. Can't play 45 games a year and come back to the squad. I don't think the body's capable of taking that. But the other thing, too, is, just because a guy has been waived from a squad does not mean he's necessarily a subpar player. There's example after example of guys. Well, the two quarterbacks from both the Super Bowl teams were both guys that were basically waived and written off.
On chemistry at different teams has worked better.
Few years back. I mean, these are guys that they didn't even think would make it anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Crow?
Yeah.
You're 24. What's up?
24.
What's up?
Well, I've been with this girl for about 2 months, and just recently I've become more involved with her sexually. And somehow I'm not really feeling anything by it. I'm wondering if there's something wrong with me.
Crow is either a prepubescent male or a female.
Yeah.
What are you, real butch dyke?
No. No, I'm pretty feminine, actually. But I'm just wondering if there's something wrong with me.
I understand. You heard us talking to the other caller that had no feelings. Is that what prompted this call?
What's that?
No. Let me ask you this. You say you've been with her for a few months, but you just became more sexual with her recently.
Yeah.
What were you doing in the prior 6 or 7 weeks with her?
Nothing, really.
Nothing physical?
Well, just kissing and stuff, but nothing, too physical. I'm not really a physical person.
So you guys have been girlfriend for uh-huh. 2 months, but you haven't had any a sexual relationship.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
And then when she finally decided to do that, I didn't feel anything. And I've had other partners before, and I felt more, but I haven't.
Do you think it's something that she was doing, or
that's what I'm wondering, if this is really normal for females.
Are you on any medication?
No. Mm.
Maybe you're just not syncing up with this person. I mean, maybe your chemistry isn't right.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that might be it. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not really into the whole sexual thing, but
why not? Why is that?
Because of some memories that I've had.
Somebody sexually abused you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you heard us talking earlier to someone who had complete shutdown of her feelings down there, and certainly that can happen with women.
Yeah, I think that's why sometimes women tend to go towards women.
Who, who got hold of you?
How old am I?
Well, who got hold of you back when?
Oh, grandfather.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
God, that's so horrible.
So despicable.
Yeah, it is.
I know. I hope he's dead. Is he dead?
No, he's not.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear
he's
still
alive. It is unfortunate.
I'm sorry to hear your grandfather's still with us. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Well, it sounds like she knows where it's coming from. So.
Yeah, I do, but I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm normal.
How old were you when he came at you?
I was 6.
And how long did that go on?
Well, I was 19.
Oh, my God. But what's the story?
Hold on. Whoa. 19? Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you do?
Did
you have sex with him?
No.
What
just
was
stuff.
It?
Stuff. Just messing around and stuff.
Oral sex?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
On you?
Yeah.
And you didn't feel that?
Yeah, I did.
You did feel that.
What's the situation? Is he retired? Is he working? Is he?
He's older.
He's old.
He doesn't work. He's older. Retired.
I see. Is his wife? What about grandma? Where's she?
He doesn't know, and I won't tell her.
But is she with him?
Yeah, she is.
All right. But she knows.
No, she doesn't. I'm not telling her.
I don't want you to tell her, but she knows. She may not know about you per se, but she knows about him.
I think she knows, yeah. Somehow. She seems to be crafty like that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's real crafty. She's a genius. She should work for Scotland Yard.
Not married to a sick F.
If there's any God at all, I hope a goddamn rusty pickaxe goes in this guy's forehead while he's asleep. I really do. I'm sorry he did what he did to you. He's a mess. And, you know, for someone who's had that happen to them, and this is a lot, you're pretty sane.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think I'm a better person because of it.
No. Ooh, no way. Not in a million years.
Oh.
Not in a million years.
Well, I mean, I think I'm a stronger person because of it.
Stronger, meaning if you mean shut down is stronger, then you're stronger, but you're just shut down.
Yeah, I have.
I don't blame you, but don't try to put a good spin on it. You got to get some therapy.
I have.
I mean, okay, you got to keep it going.
Yeah, I haven't been for a while.
All right, get back in. Maybe that's why you're not feeling anything right now.
All right, and where's your mom and dad?
Mom and dad are at home.
And what's up with them? Why did they let this go on?
They're in denial. Mom is.
I see, and dad is where?
I don't know what he thinks.
You talk to them about it?
I have talked to them about it, yes.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee this guy did something to mommy. Whose grandfather or whose father is he?
My mother's father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great
grandfather.
Great
grandfather. Yeah. Okay, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even want to know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Therapy, more therapy. Yeah. Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have any.
Good. No kids.
Stop the cycle right here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye.
All right. I'd really... I tell you, when I'm in charge, I will pinpoint the location of people like that. And just
smart bombs.
No, carpet bomb.
Strafe the neighborhood.
It's going to be like the Tet Offensive. I'm just going to take out the whole neighborhood. I'll look at it as completely polluted. There's nothing, Kevin. Close your eyes. I can't imagine it. You know.
Yeah.
And guys like this, I'm totally fine with them being killed. I have no problem with it. What do we need them for?
Exactly.
You believe it.
I agree with you. You should put them
all together. That to your granddaughter from age 6 to 19.
Great-granddaughter. Excuse me.
Oh,
yeah.
And listen, to me, her mom, her dad, they're all just as guilty as this guy is. Yeah, the grandmother, anyone over the age of 18 who was in that family at the time is just as guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, it sickens me. All right, let's go to the next call.
Oh,
Carly, 28 on the Love Line. What's your problem, brother?
Hey, I'm just a little lost and confused. I know you've said for a long time that pot's the gateway, and I used to be straight and clean until I was 23.
I haven't said it's a gateway.
Pot's a gateway.
I just said it's just a very addictive drug for some people.
And it was just such a rush for me that it led to crank and then booze and now crack and...
Well, you have the addiction gene.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. And
oh, yeah.
No, there's no doubt about it.
Did you call me gay a minute ago?
No.
No one called you gay.
I was going to wait another 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, see, I grew up in a family that was military, and
they didn't know how to explain me back then, so they sent me into these places. And yes, I was molested repeatedly, and I don't know if I am, ain't, or is, or
what. Were these places? What are you talking about?
Psychiatric hospitals and people that's supposed to cure me that just caused me more problems.
What what did you have that got you in there?
They called it minimal brain dysfunction, which is hyperactive disorder today. But
hyperactive spectrum disorder.
And
it's within the hyperactive spectrum?
Mm, sometimes.
Minimal brain function?
Mm. Minimal brain disorder. Brain dysfunction.
Oh, brain dysfunction. Yeah, that's not a great label to be slapped on you at 13 years old.
And, I've been in hospital since I was six, actually.
All right. Do you have any brain damage?
No, that's what they called hyperactive attention deficit.
No, they called that hyperactivity. Listen, I'm six. I'm 8 years older than you are, and they called it hyperactivity.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't call it minimum brain dysfunction.
I just have to say real quick, Adam, I loved your show until you done the bit with your mother, and I watched the sins make up for it.
Oh, come on. You mean where I went on a date with my mom?
That was a little too much.
How about Jimmy with the chimpanzee?
Jimmy had sex.
That wasn't so bad.
Jimmy had sex with a chimp. Isn't that worse than me dating my mother?
I don't know. I quit watching it after that.
Oh, really? That was the first season. Come on, buddy.
I must have skipped that day.
Do you see what happens, though? You get offended early on, and then you miss the golden gems, like Jimmy raping a chimp. How dare you, sir?
All right, listen. I've been trying to call you all for
some time.
I'm glad to hear from you.
I understand.
I just want to know what to do. I've lost all my friends. I've lost the respect of my parents, my father's. Been an alcoholic for as long as I could remember.
All right, well, you inherited that. And the first order of business.
Half a joint, and now I'm.
Quiet. Oh. Oops. Carl.
Yes.
Listen to me. Be quiet, would you?
All right.
Let the man with full brain function, Dr. Drew, over here speak. Go ahead.
First order of business is to get sober, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been trying.
All right. No, you're not going to do that by yourself. What's the plan for that?
I don't know. I mean, my mom was trying to talk me into going into treatment.
That's what you need to do.
I feel like that just brings back all the memories before.
Well, I can understand you feel that way. I understand. And you should go into treatment and talk about those feelings and what happened to you before. But unless you get some form of treatment, maybe not an inpatient treatment, maybe start with some outpatient treatment so you don't feel so confined.
What's something he can do? Could he just go to an AA meeting?
That's a place to start. It sounds like this is a serious enough sort of combination of problems that's probably going to be adequate.
I've never become a dad, and I've become worse than him.
Well, pretty much every addict.
So close to the whole idea, he didn't want to listen.
Pretty much every addict says they feel so much shame and guilt for becoming like the parent, because the parents all have the alcoholic gene, too.
All right, listen, Carl. You need to stop thinking about things so much and treat your addiction.
Oh, you don't know how many people have told me that. I think too much.
Well, good. Yeah, well, you know why they're telling you that? It's the same thing. It's like saying, your fly's down and your dork's hanging out. Yeah, there's
so many people told me that.
No, the 150th person has told you your dick's hanging out. You know why?
It's hanging out.
Your dick's hanging out. That's why they're telling you that. Now listen to us. You get that treated, and then you can start thinking about other things. But this is the number one thing you need to do. Do you understand?
All right.
So go to what?
So there is hope here.
Yes, plenty of hope.
It's gotten to the point where the first bottle of whiskey just takes the shakes away.
There's always hope. All right.
Alrighty.
Go to an AA meeting. Go throw yourself on the mercy of them. All the coffee, cake, and cigarettes you've been taking over there. You'll die of heart disease, but you'll be sober for the 6 years of your life.
With a smile.
With a smile. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. LA Extreme Cheerleaders here tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to Sean 13. Been doing DXM, the stuff that's in the cough medicine for high. Wants to know what the effects are. We'll tell him after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Neat. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew, and you're listening to a great mix of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. All right. We have XFL cheerleaders tonight from the LA Extreme. Rose Fernandez is here. Bonnie Jill Laughlin is here. And Brandy Bagley, all here again from the LA Extreme. Brandy?
We'd like to plug thexfl.com so you can go on there and see us and read a lot more about the team. And
all right, well, go into the mic.
Oh, hey, okay. Old man. Hey, are you okay there, old guy?
Yeah.
He's creaking.
Well, first of all, like I said, you can get season tickets by calling 1-866-LA-EXTREME, or you can get single tickets if you just want to go to, you know, one game or two, which we want you to see it there for the full season.
Any questions about the XFL goes on that site right away. Or as fast as we get it, they get it on there, so you can look up information about the team.
Now, what about next year? If everything works out and you guys are back next year, do you have to try out again, or are you a veteran and you have some seniority?
I'm sure they'll always have new auditions.
They always will, but it's not just starting from scratch, is it?
I don't think it is. But
well, no, I think if they kind of have a feeling on how your personality is and they like you, I'm sure it helps.
So, I mean, at the end of the year, a certain amount will just, you know, a couple girls might just move on, do something else, and some may want to stay, but maybe they weren't the greatest, and they may go, and then there'll be a couple they'll keep.
Right.
Like yeah, anything else, right?
Exactly. Right.
All right. Let's talk to Sean, who's 13. Sean?
Hi.
Hey, so you've been taking that DXM, the cold medicine stuff?
Yeah.
How much of it do you take?
Well, usually you need like 300 milligrams.
Two bottles.
Get messed up.
Take the whole two bottles?
No, it's just like pack of 18. Usually you just take like, you know, I need eight.
You talking about the pills?
Yeah.
Oh, are they caplets?
Yeah, little caplets.
Mm. Yeah, why don't you just buy a bottle and drink that? I mean, you take 150 caplets.
Makes you throw up.
Mm. Oh, liquid makes you throw up?
Yeah, I haven't done the liquid, but I know people who have.
Interesting.
Oh, so you mean if you drink enough to get a buzz of liquid, you'll chuck it back up?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think I could handle that. All right, so anyway, hey, Sean?
Yeah.
What do you got? What are you going to get into parking enforcement? You don't need your brain later on in life? What's going on over there?
No. I just have a question about it.
Do you do any glue sniffing or paint air glassing sniffing, anything like that?
No, not that gay.
Well, right. It's about the same thing in terms of what it's doing to your brain.
I've only done it a few times. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
What's your question?
Yeah, I want to know, what are the long-term effects of it? Say, if you do it a lot.
If you do it a lot, we don't know for sure, but the speculation is that there will be some brain damage, like with all hallucinogenics.
Oh, okay.
And that you'll see bipolarity, you'll see mood disturbances, panic and anxiety, personality changes from the damage to the brain.
The bad news is you'll be a retard. The good news is you'll never get a cold until you're 180.
What exactly is he doing?
What does it do?
Dextromethorphan. It makes them hallucinate.
And you get this in cough syrup?
Yeah.
Yeah, drink enough
rope
of it.
Doesn't, the DM in any cough syrup is
so basically it sounds like you're going to have some bad symptoms, so...
Hey, you're 13, for Christ's sake.
And kids are just doing
that. Leave your brain alone. Just leave it alone for a little bit. Let it believe me, it'll take punishment later on in life. Just, you know, let the cement in your head dry before you start trying to carve on it. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Forget about what it actually does you. Just think about the psychological aspects of it. I mean, you've been effing with your brain nonstop since 12 or 13 years old, and then you're 21, you can't find your keys, and you're not sure, or you're not doing as well as you'd like in a job, or you didn't do so well on some bar exam you were taking, and you're thinking to yourself, geez, maybe it's because I made myself into a tard.
Hey, that's why you'll be having those problems.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's talk to Kevin. Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Well, I've got this friend, and he's been sort of like the guy that we've looked up to our whole life and our group of friends. And like last year, he started hanging out with some different people and stuff. And anyhow, he was with some of his friends, and they got rid of his sister's rabbit. And they took it and like hid it from her and stuff and told her that like she wasn't taking care of it, so they like took it away from her. Anyhow, they kept it under their basement for like a week, and then they got hungry one night, and they're like, oh, well, let's go like out and kill it and eat it. They like took out their like crossbow and like shot it and like ate it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, like, don't you guys find this disturbing? Like,
yeah. I don't know. That's fine.
No, it's disturbing.
I don't care.
It's aggressive and it's violent.
All right. Well, you're not hanging out with these guys though, right, Kevin?
Well, I don't know. Guys, like, see them all the time and stuff.
And these guys are getting really antisocial.
No, they're like actually a little bit more, they're the opposite. They're always like trying to be social and like trying to fit in, like running around, like making a lot of noise and a lot of activity.
All right, but hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
You think these guys are dangerous?
Yeah. Like, they like are all into like shooting and like killing things, and like we live in like an affluent neighborhood and stuff. Like,
yeah.
This isn't like Bill and Ted out there like shooting their guns, like killing ducks.
Yeah.
This is like his sister's rabbit, like her pet.
Right. It's no duck, it's a rabbit.
Right.
I see. Rabbits, where on the food chain as opposed to a duck? Is it higher or lower? Listen, rabbits only live like 2 days in captivity anyway.
Dude,
they just die.
Like five. They live like 10 years, but anyhow.
Listen, I had rabbits. We killed them early. We fed them too much. Rabbit will eat a whole head of lettuce you put it in the cage.
But was it your sister's
it'll eat a head?
Head?
It'll eat a head of cabbage that's bigger than the rabbit is. It's
Kevin,
crazy. You ever have rabbits, Drew?
No.
Me and the Wees had rabbits in our apartment. We used to let them run around.
Oh.
They crap everywhere. The cat chased them around. They used to interfere with our slot cars. I mean, we were adults. Kind of sad. One knocked over the bong. I'm not lying here. But listen, Kevin.
But do it.
Listen, don't hang out with these guys.
I'm with you, Kevin.
And if you do actually think they pose a threat and they're going to pull some sort of Columbine-esque maneuver, then you need to report it to the school, the principal, the what have you, your counselor.
Should I suggest like counseling, though, or anything like that?
Well, I don't think they're going to listen to you.
Yeah.
I think it's the problem.
It's just my one friend that I care
about. Well, why don't you pull him aside and just ask him straight up, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, this is
his best
trouble.
Friend. You've been hearing some stuff. What's going on? Okay? So, listen, I don't know what's up with everyone and their friends. I've always had friends, and the reason they're friends is because you can say what you want to them.
Yeah,
if they're getting out of line, if they're screwing up, they're getting high, if they're getting into trouble, you pull them aside and you just talk to them. What's going on? That's what you do. They're friends. You're not strangers.
Right.
Go ahead. Be straight up. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, I'm going to moan about my childhood, and then we're going to end the show. All right. We're going to go hit a petting zoo and then a buffet. What do you say?
With your crossbow or without?
We're just having a little protein talk with the ladies. All right. That is it. Everyone go out and check out the XFL Saturday. I am going to see it. And I think even if you're not interested in sports, you just have a sort of morbid curiosity. I think you'll have to tune in just to see what the hell they're doing and how they're desecrating the great game of football, which is filled with nothing but drug addicts and felons now anyway, so we're fine. Thanks a lot, girls.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And be real in here tomorrow night from Cypress Hill, and then Jeremy McGrath Thursday. Until then, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.